3, 2, 1.
It's Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hey guys, it's West Coast correspondent Scott, YMINCA on Twitter. I'm listening to the new episode, getting ready for San Diego Comic-Con next week. And you were talking about the new Ghostbusters reboot, and Leslie Jones is the black one that Matt was talking about there. So she's also an SNL cast member in the current cast. So looking forward to seeing that new movie. I'm looking forward to going bounty hunting at SDCC for you guys. Thanks for putting out a great show, and I'll be reporting back with my experiences at the con. Have a great day, and we'll see you.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's nice. There's someone over there.
Yeah, we want to welcome back to the show, Scapegoat.
No.
Oh, no. That's
no, I think he might be in L.A. now, though.
Oh, is he? Has he arrived?
I think he's either arrived or very close to arriving.
You know, he was the one who said, I'm going to call the GVM line every week and say where I am.
Well, he's been on the road. I forgive him.
No.
I forgive him until he lands.
No, uh-uh.
Until he touches base.
That's not what he said.
All right, well, that's
you
neither
hold this
nor
kid
there.
Accountable for stuff, sir.
Listen, if you keep mentioning him, he'll never die off.
And make room for PK. Oi.
Hello.
Hello.
Some of you probably maybe sort of know PK.
We're not going down that road.
From
sir.
His previous iterations
We're
on the show.
We're not going
I'm
down.
I'm not going to name the name. I'm just going to say he's been here.
He doesn't want to be known as the bad mother Canucker anymore.
He is a longtime fan, friend,
he has shed
co-contributor.
He has shed the name Angry Dan,
that's
and
right.
There'll be no rants.
That's right. No Micubus so, Prime.
That's
he's,
correct.
He's not no the governor.
Taking Prime. All the fun out of this whole, everything I had planned.
Wait, if they only play Process of Elimination.
Back in the day, PK actually even did production for us. He did some commercials for us.
That's true.
Early on.
Oh my
some
God, that's
time
right.
Warp,
no,
commercials.
That wasn't him.
That wasn't him?
No. I did some awful military
no,
march thing.
Yes.
Advertising.
We still
oh,
put...
it was advertising.
We may have used that one recently.
We may have.
Yeah, we may have. Because I remember recently going, oh, that's still mostly appropriate. I'm going to use that commercial when
so
I was editing.
When does the check come for that?
Yeah. Yeah, hold your breath.
Well, once we get paid first.
Or am I drinking my royalty?
You're 10th on the list.
Enjoy that royalty, sir. Ice cold royalty.
I will provide beverages every week if that's the case.
Bless
that's
your heart. This is wonderful.
I had to track that down via ubiquitous clandestine informant.
It's impossible right
also
now.
Also known as Mean Aunt Bean.
Mean Aunt Bean brought you that?
Had to get it for me. And
yo, I had a Mean Aunt Bean Rice Krispie treat when I got here today.
Yeah, it was the last one, I think, too. Yeah. Yeah, she does it all right,
yo. Yo, Mean Aunt Bean is coming to the plate.
Yeah,
sir.
Man. Providing.
Providing.
When there are needs. Of course,
now,
we're talking about... I just want to say what we're talking about.
Okay,
people,
my bad.
It's a hubbub.
It is,
on the
yeah.
Interwebs. This is Small Town Brewery, I think is the name of the company, correct?
That is Small Town Brewery, yep.
Yeah, and it's not your father's root beer.
Right.
This is like really, really hard to get in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, it was in the Star Ledger a couple weeks ago. There are certain stores that are limiting it to like a six-pack per week per customer. So like, if you come in on a Monday and they get a second delivery on Thursday...
You're out.
Out of
nope.
luck.
You gotta wait till Monday. You gotta wait till they replenish.
Right.
And they just can't, they can't keep it in stock.
Thanks, Obama. Can we talk about it being the only alcoholic beverage I think I could probably consume?
That and absinthe, if I have.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
If I have a recollection of your past.
I did have some absinthe.
You and the Green Pixie may have danced once or twice.
Yeah, I danced with a few Green Pixies at that particular event, my friend.
But, yeah, this stuff is absolutely delicious. Now, this is the second hard root beer that I've had. I had another one about 2 or 3 weeks ago from upstate New York, but that was a malt beverage.
Oh.
You know, the likes of Colt 45.
Oh, Mike's hard root beer, as it was.
This tastes like root beer with something in it.
Yeah, yeah, it's got a little bit of a tiny aftertaste.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it beer. Tiny. Yeah. But it's not, I hate beer.
I know, you
know
are
me.
Not a beer drinker.
I am not a beer drinker. I can't stand it.
You this, are a root beer drinker.
I am a root beer, I'm a root beer
aficionado, I would say.
Fanatic. Like myself.
But yeah, I taste no beer in this whatsoever. I taste all root beer with a punch.
Just that tail. Just that tail bit at the end.
It is fantastically dangerous, is what it is.
In this bottle.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Oh. All right. Oh, my.
That all being said, we are here, I think, 2 weeks in a row. Were we here last week? I think we were, right? Yeah, we were here last week.
I think so. Next
week. Before we were here.
Next week, we're not here.
Next week, we are not here because I am across the pond. Next week.
Are you going to be visiting Matt Booker from Automatic Comics?
I hope to visit a couple of people.
In the fuck where that shop
there, is. There is a high demand. There is a Matt Booker. I would love to see, obviously.
Where's his shop?
In
Corsham. Corsham.
Right. Automatic Comics and Games in Corsham.
So, hey, if you happen to be listening to this program and you're in England, why not check out Automatic Comics, Corsham?
That might be quite a drive, depending on where you are.
It's true. And when you're there, say, Big Kev sent me,
that's right,
and receive 10% off your entire order.
I don't think that works that way.
I think that's how that works.
But maybe you will get a lollipop. You hear that, Booker? You best go buy some pops.
Yep. Three of them, because that's probably how many people will come.
You know who's going to be there? Fran will be there.
Fran will be there. Where's my pop?
He'll be there, the first one in line. Dickie Page, I hope to see.
Oh, Dickie Page.
Yep. Another gentleman who we might or might not be working with for New York Comic Con, Gary Boone, who is a toy guy. He runs a website, so I might hopefully hook up with him.
Well, and who isn't these days?
And then Gary, and I'm going to butcher your last name, so I'm going to say Gary R. from Toy Chronicle, which is another UK-based site, lives in London or around London.
Right.
And I'd like to hopefully catch up with him, maybe even just for a drink.
Cool.
At one point in time would be nice. So, yeah, hopefully I have a good trip and I get to see some people. I'll be with family, which is nice. And
hey,
all
well,
those good things.
Well, that little thing that you've been putting on Instagram be on sale when you're over there? The little kid with the Vader helmet on? That's one of the coolest little pieces.
I think that's a San Diego piece, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
The Force Kid thing? Yeah, I think that's a Trooper Kid or Kid
whatever
Trooper,
it is. I gotta
think
look.
That's a San Diego thing.
Oh, I'm going to have to look then. That's odd because I didn't see it on DK's Toys List, who apparently is selling everything in San Diego. God bless them. They're all wonderful pieces, too. So
that all being said, we did start off the top of the show. Oh, wait. Let's name the show. That would help. This is episode 379.
What do we call it? The one with PK?
No, that's not what we're calling it. Oh. Although that would have been a good title, the one with PK. No, we're calling it Who Needs San Diego?
Oh, yeah, good
because
one.
Because who needs San Diego?
Who needs San Diego?
Well, me and you, apparently. But really, what we need is our first caller tonight.
We need stuff from San Diego. And speaking of which, our first caller, Scott, is one of our favorites. And he is actually one of the bounty hunters hoping to collect the incredible bounties that we're offering for the San Diego exclusives that we need.
He's a good egg. He helped me last year with an exclusive. And he turned me on to the Welcome to Night Vale podcast. He's a longtime listener.
Right.
He got married earlier this year,
he
too.
He did.
So congratulations to you and your lovely wife on that as well.
I can't remember her name, but she just recently started following us on Twitter.
Yeah, Brittany, I believe
I think
her
it
name is.
Is. And his sister-in-law is kind of cute.
All right.
Just saying, I saw a picture.
Just
and
putting it out there?
Just saying. She's,
so
she's cute. That's all. I asked. I was like, sister-in-law, cute.
Cute. Fair enough. So Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Yes. Leslie Jones is the one that I missed last week.
Is the Winston.
Is the Winston of the gang.
Yes.
And in addition to that, so thank you for that, obviously, for the follow-up, because it ties in nicely to the first bit of news we have for tonight, which is some Ghostbusters related news.
Well, wait, hold on. Before we do that, we want to get maybe we want to get all the San Diego stuff out of the way. Like, for example, we're taping on preview night. So scant hours from now,
right,
the madness, the running, the pushing, shoving, hitting, fighting, biting will begin.
Yep. That, and that's just the Hasbro line.
And that's just the Hasbro line. That's correct. Yeah, I mean, it's a really exciting time. If you're there, I'm sure it's 10 times more exciting or terrifying.
Or terrifying.
Yeah, so we expect a lot of news to happen over the next couple of days. Now, that said, of course, obviously, we're not going to be here next week.
Sure.
We'll do the best we can to post to the social areas.
That's right.
The news that comes down the pike, like the Kenobi movie. And
nope, we'll talk about that later.
And and other bits of news, be they real or not real.
Right.
And yes, and don't forget, still an opportunity for you to secure bounties for picking up San Diego exclusives for me and OG.
That's right. Go back to last week's episode and listen to the list.
Or go on Twitter.
Or go on Twitter.
We posted it on Twitter at least 6-7 times now.
Sure.
So. I'd like to add a bounty.
Yeah, go for it.
I just want really good photos of that godforsaken Sideshow Punisher, which apparently is being unveiled at San Diego.
Yes.
The figure I'll take care of, but I just want to see what that thing looks like with actual photos from the site versus whatever, you know, their studio.
Are
photos.
You going to get in on that?
You know, PK is a longtime Punisher fan.
But I know this.
Like, he's hardcore.
Also, but he's also a longtime Kenobi fan. I know he bailed out of that.
I did bail on Kenobi, and I'm kind of regretting that, because all I need is the 12-inch, the Padawan version.
Right,
and
I've
completed the chronology of Obi-Wan. I may jump on that.
You mean
yet.
He bailed on that mashup piece? That
oh my god,
piece?
The best.
Oh, the Kenobi's ever? Yeah. The in-between.
Yeah, in-between. What was that? Yeah. What's that series called?
Artifacts, I think, or no, that's Kotobukiya.
Artifacts is Kotobukiya.
Yeah.
No,
it's oh my god,
there was
it's
only
not Infinity.
In the line
three, Boba Fett's the third.
Yeah,
and he's out, and I don't know that they're doing any more. Crap, I'll look it up.
Yeah, we'll find.
Go
it.
On.
Generations, Legends.
No.
It was something like that, though.
Legend sounds close-ish.
Not Legends.
I don't know. Anyway.
Left my phone.
So yeah. So look, if you're there, right look, if you're there. By the way, that's a good thing. PK, thank you. Share your photos with us. You know, we'll post them up on our social media and our website. We'll give you credit back to you. You know, share your news. Call in with your experiences.
I remembered it. Mythos.
Mythos. That was it. Yes.
Before I even typed it in,
there
I didn't even have to look.
So, yes, share all of that stuff with us. But let's move to Ghostbusters. Are you
all right, the Ghostbusters. All right, the Ghostbusters.
Some additional casting we heard end of last week, early this week. Andy Garcia, Michael K. Williams.
No, wait, hold on. Is Andy Garcia the peck?
No.
No.
He is the mayor.
The mayor.
It's true. This man has no...
It's true. This man has no peck.
Has no peck. And Hawkins, whom... Michael K. Williams is playing Hawkins, but we don't know
who Hawkins is.
Who Hawkins is.
So Hawkins could be the peck.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Of course, there are two other images that popped up online. I know. Three other images that popped up online. There's one of...
I've not seen these.
Of what's her name? You know, there's a point where I share stuff with you for really good reason.
Did you send this?
Yeah, all the links... With all, I sent it last night.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
All that show prep. Remember that?
Man.
So that you would see it. So that when we talked about it, you'd be like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know how I feel about show
prep. I know exactly
what you're
talking
about. I just like to naturally have it, you know.
There was.
It's just natural.
What's her name? Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy, sir.
In the jumpsuit. And now that I'm seeing the jumpsuit on somebody, it really does look more like she should be directing planes.
Yeah, it's just a jumpsuit.
Yeah,
there's nothing that stands out as,
correct.
Hey, it's a ghost. Now, granted, the photo that came around was just her standing. I mean, she could have been in between takes or
right.
Who knows
there's
what.
There's nothing dynamic about it in that shot.
You know,
clearly.
But it certainly was plenty for everybody to shit all over
right.
on online, too.
We'll get to that in a second.
Ugh.
The second image was the, actually, yeah, we're going to, let me jump around. The second image was the new Ecto-1, which... Mm-hmm. Is a station wagon type car made up to be a variation on the Ecto-1. I had no problem with it.
It's like cosplay Ecto-1.
No, my biggest problem with this movie is nothing that I've seen so far. Everything that I've seen so far, I'm actually okay with. My biggest problem is I'm just not convinced that the movie needs to be made. That's my concern. Like, I just don't know that we needed another Ghostbusters movie. I think the franchise was okay where it was. That being said, I think so far it looks okay. It's different. Nothing looks bad. It just looks different.
It's different. It looks like they're approaching it with a pretty solid heart, too. I mean, I don't know. I'm just ready to give the damn thing a chance. You know,
I'm with you on that one.
No, that looks like a hearse.
It does look, kind of look yeah. like a hearse, right?
It looks like a square hearse.
But yeah.
Like a more modern hearse than the Ecto-1 from the original right. movie, which would have obviously been an older
That's why
car.
I wasn't sure if it was a hearse or a station wagon.
I think it's a hearse.
You think it's a hearse?
It's got that square back. It doesn't slope off. Yeah. See in the red in the back there?
No, I do, but I thought that's how that vacation...
No,
station wagon.
So. Kind of, yeah. And somebody screamed and yelled about that, but there's a resemblance there. Yeah. I will hand that.
And then, that's the third course. Image. And I like this image is important because Paul Feig released several images of the new proton pack, but he released them in a manner. He released them like blueprints. Specifically for cosplayers.
Right.
I like that. I like that he is embracing the people who are giving the movie a shot and who are looking to start developing the new pack.
I think it's important that they embrace the fandom in some way because the people that are devout, people of our generation that grew up with this movie and are screaming and crying and yelling, "You're ruining it, you're ruining my childhood," blah blah blah. It's nice that they're casting an eye towards those folks and really really trying to spread the love to that demographic and be like, "Hey, look, we're really trying, guys. Can you just do you mind?"
Yeah, could you let us? And again, it's weird because I think the cast is good. I like most, with the exception of the jumpsuits. I really don't like them based on what I've seen thus far, but everything else I'm okay with thus far. It just goes back to do we need another one? But I'll give it a shot. I'm going to see it. I'm not going to boycott it or I haven't even bitched and moaned too much about it. I bitched and moaned a little early on.
Okay, just before we go ahead with this thing, I've grabbed the image.
Yes.
I've now zoomed in. I want you to look at the back again in the red area and see why it is a hearse.
I don't see why it is.
Do you see that piping on the side? That curly bit
of piping?
Does
it have a little swirly?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the back of a hearse.
Is that the back of a hearse?
That's definitely a hearse.
All right.
You see it now?
Oh, yeah.
In the red area there? That curly piece of piping? Yeah, definitely a hearse.
All right. So there you go. So it's a hearse, haters.
Yeah, haters.
And this is on the floor. By the way, that image, I believe, is on the floor of San Diego. So if you're there live, you'll see it, which means by tonight, there'll be much clearer pictures online.
Billion mm-hmm. pictures.
A billion pictures
online. You got your camera? Take a picture.
Let's talk a little Star Wars. Can we talk Star Wars?
Oh, sure. We got like time.
Let's talk about the Star Wars app that was officially released yesterday/today.
Now I see that you've been,
I've been playing with the app,
abusing the app.
It's fun. it's supposed to be like an all-in-one encompassing space to do everything Star Wars, at least as far as the new films are concerned. And then just some fun stuff. Like there's some augmented reality stuff. You know, like I did it and BB-8 was like, you know, kind of on my screen, and if you move your phone, he kind of rolls with your phone and you see him
like in your environment.
Okay. And then they have the selfie section where you have different skins and backgrounds and
I particularly enjoyed you as Princess Leia.
The bearded Leia was a nice touch.
Make sure you
got me through the workday.
Make sure you post that one to the website.
I definitely will. That one, it's also on my Twitter feed and my Instagram feed. You can find it there as well. GeekStuffOG in both of those spots. It also has a link to the trailer. It's got updates and scrolling headlines. It also has, this is really bizarre, it's got up in the corner, and there are three different skids: droid, light, and dark, or droid, Sith, and Jedi. But up in the corner, it's got like a weather app.
Oh, that's the best.
Screen. And so for me, it kept on showing Kashyyyk all day. And it was 82 degrees. And if you click on it, it shows you a picture of Kashyyyk. And it's another kind of where you move your phone. It scrolls around Kashyyyk based on where you're looking. But when I first... And it said 82 degrees. So I guess it's not too bad on Kashyyyk. I'm guessing it's grabbing
probably
local
humid.
Weather. And, yeah, but when
yeah
I
that's
first,
not a dry heat.
When I first logged in, it wasn't Kashyyyk that popped up on my screen. It was Alderaan, and it was like 20 degrees. And I was like, that's odd. I don't know.
Did you pan around and see if you were just surrounded by space?
That's what I was waiting for. But I can't get it to go back to Alderaan. I couldn't tell if it was a bad joke If it was just like a one and done, it's an Easter egg, but whatever it was. But check out the app. If you go to StarWars.com, you can find the link to the story, and it has a link to both
lots
the App Store
of downloads
and already. The iOS Store. So yeah. Both platforms it's available for.
That would be the App Store, sir.
Yes, I said that. I said the App Store.
No, iOS Store.
Oh, I thought the app. Well, okay. I thought the iOS Store was for the iPhones. My apologies.
No, that would be.
And then there's the first bullshit story regarding Star Wars to leak online. And this is the full upcoming film slate image that leaked online that had Episode 7, Episode 8,
Rogue One.
And then it had
Kenobi.
Mm-hmm. Fett/Solo.
Fett/Solo is my favorite.
And was there another one? That was it, right?
Episode 9 you mentioned, right?
I think that was it.
Six films.
People fell for this thing?
Yeah.
Like, legit fell for this thing?
You know why people fell for it?
Come on.
You know why people fell for it? Because it had enough reality in it where you want, and everything there you want to see. You want to see a Kenobi movie. Well, you want to see a young Fett Solo movie. Well,
but it's just not going to be Fett/Solo in the title like that.
But that doesn't mean that's exactly what the title is. They said the other episode just said Episode 8. It didn't say
Disney
what the
for
title
one,
is.
And now couple them with Lucasfilm. They don't do half-assery like that. Well, it's like Fett/Solo was a dead giveaway.
So I gotta address both of your points. I'm gonna address you very quickly first.
Okay.
There was realism in it because the Han Solo movie was announced earlier this
Correct.
Week
right.
with the guys behind the Lego movie helming it.
Right.
And it is a young Han Solo movie.
And Lawrence Kasdan.
Right. So awesome. But to your point, if you remember, so that led a little bit of credibility to it, because then the only mystery was the Fett portion of it.
Correct.
And then the Kenobi movie. That
right.
was the only loophole. But
right.
to your point, if you remember, Marvel had that big, huge, these are our movies through 20, 30 billion
right.
last year.
2020.
And when they first put up, like, the Cap movie, wasn't it? It had, like, a fake name to it. And then later on in the press conference, they changed the screen to Civil War because
Correct.
They didn't want to leak Civil War at first.
Right.
Mm. And so the premise behind that leak image was this was them
testing
for the panel
okay.
at the con. And so this was someone was on the, you know, AV crew, saw the screen come up and snapped it. So to that angle, you could say, well, maybe they planned on doing something similar where they were going to tease you and then reveal a title, or, you know, 1313 was going to be something crazy, you know. But it was later debunked. It was in fact just a stock footage of a movie theater.
Yep. It was just a regular stock
with a good
photo.
Photoshop.
Well,
stacked on top of it.
Good for them, because it really had me excited.
But I will say that the panel is going to be Friday night.
Morning.
And is it morning?
I think it's morning.
Oh, I thought
I think it's 10 a.m. on Friday.
Oh, I thought
morning.
It was later than that for some reason.
I could be wrong.
And it will be available, I don't think to stream, but to watch afterwards through that Star Wars app. They said that they're going to make it available. So if you have the app on your device, you'll be able to watch it. All right, we mentioned the Han Solo movie.
So
young Han
we've got
Solo,
a Kamebi then. That's on the
a Kamebi.
Okay.
Let's go back to the Han Solo movie. So it's the guys that did the Lego movie,
right?
And written by Lawrence Kasdan.
That's correct.
Which should
the
make
key
everybody in
right
this
there.
Room happy.
Absolutely. Oh.
And his son, who has
okay.
also got some good writing credits
yep.
at this point. So
I'm okay with all those. Obviously, I'm okay with
all
Lawrence
those.
Kasdan.
Now, of course, it's coming down. Now, of course. Immediately, the speculation has begun.
Who will be cast?
Who will be cast? Yeah. And everybody wants Chris Pratt.
It's not going to be
who
Chris
is
Pratt.
Older
Chris Pratt.
Now than Harrison Ford was.
Yeah.
I called for him initially because I honestly, and if they do an Indy down the line, I wouldn't mind seeing him as Indy. I think the dude's got the smirk and the swagger down pat. But yeah, no, they're going considerably younger for Solo in this
yeah.
film. So
I still say if they do an Indy, he should be the grown up version of Mutt.
Yep.
Who, Chris Pratt?
Yep.
Yeah. Because
can we maybe just write out Mutt in some capacity?
Can't we write Mutt correctly and have him take over for
we
his father?
Correct it, is what
it,
I think.
We could correct it. I give you
as long as he doesn't wear
hold
the
on,
hat.
Hold on. I give
Indy
you,
wears the hat.
I give you Edward Norton's Hulk.
Yeah, it corrected a little
corrected
bit.
Eric Banner.
Although
okay.
Ruffalo really Ruffalo
corrected
really
all three.
No, Ruffalo's awesome.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, but you're right. It corrected Eric Banner.
What pulled the Hulk back from
the
oblivion
brink of destruction, yeah.
was that Ed Norton movie, regardless of what you think of Ed Norton or Eric Bana.
One more bit of Star Wars related news. Darth Vader is set to appear in Rogue One in hologram form. Which is no surprise.
No.
I mean, that's not a shock. Chronologically, he would be there.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
James Earl Jones is still got alive. Enough in him to do the voice. He's doing a fine job on Rebels with the character on Rebels.
Uh-huh.
And so there. So,
has anyone seen a Rebels episode since the premiere?
No, because there is no episode until the fall.
I know.
So they released. They released Rebels season 2 episode 1, which was actually a mini movie called The Siege of Lothal. Which was similar to how they did, if you remember, last year with the season premiere. The premiere. But then the show doesn't fully come back until sometime in the fall. I would rather have just waited until the fall, to be quite honest with you.
And that episode was so good.
It was so good. And all they're going to do in the fall is they're going to rerun The Siege of Lothal again and then start the season off. Why do that? That's just dumb. I thought my DVR had stopped recording.
Me too.
And I'm looking last night like, how many episodes have I missed?
I was so mad. Yeah. Whatever, man. You're going to get it at least in the fall. Wherein Tron Legacy for a schmuck like me is hosed for good.
Tron is dead. I mean, unless a miracle happens, unfortunately. Blame Tomorrowland. Blame George Clooney.
For everything.
Well, for that in particular. True. I mean, if Tomorrowland had done well, you would have seen another greenlit. No doubt in my mind.
2 weeks before Tomorrowland, 2 weeks or 3 weeks before Tomorrowland opened,
the Tron 3 news hit. Yeah.
Was the, well, not only that, but was Atlantic CityCon, where I interviewed Bruce Boxleitner, who's like, we're all ready to go.
Yep.
We're just waiting for the go-ahead.
Yep. And then Tomorrowland tanked.
Bit it.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Got a case of the old John Carter.
Oh, boo. All right, let's talk about Daredevil. You want to talk about Daredevil?
Okay.
I'm filming already.
Now, I'm getting a little worried.
I'm not. I know why you're getting worried.
Why are you getting worried?
They're going too many, too fast.
No.
But I'll tell you why.
13 hours of TV. Come on.
No. Character release-wise. Not episodes. They could do 100 episodes, I'd be happy. The fact that we're now getting Punisher, and we're getting Elektra. And who else are we getting?
No one else is confirmed. Rumor has been Bullseye, but I don't think we're going to get Bullseye.
I think they'll hold off. I hope they'll hold off.
Oh, my God.
But amongst those two characters, they can spread them amongst 13 beautifully.
But those characters are also connected. In the grander Daredevil scheme, Punisher and Elektra work.
Right.
Getting Bullseye in there would be aces.
Sure.
Right? And the other rumor I heard was they're looking at Moon Knight.
Well, I think Moon Knight would be a good
perfect
for the Netflix world.
Yes,
I've been saying that forever. But Elektra, I'm okay with it because I think the big bad, as we know, is going to be Punisher, right? And I think Punisher is going to be too much for Daredevil to take on his own.
Oh no! So the big bad will be Kingpin, sir,
pulling Punisher's strength.
Absolutely,
you're wrong about that. Punisher did not work for Kingpin.
That doesn't mean he won't now.
I don't think that he'll work for Kingpin.
Okay.
I think that would go against Frank Castle's moral code of conduct.
It's entirely against Frank Castle's moral code. It would have to be a blindside. He would have to not know that his strings are being pulled by him.
That's the way they pull in Bullseye.
Yes. But I think if they do
There's
introduce
no way
Bullseye,
they're riding off Kingpin for this whole season. There's
I think
no
if they
way.
Do pull in Bullseye, it's going to be very, very small. So what I think it's going to be is Punisher is the big bad. Daredevil clearly cannot handle him on his own, right? Stick will come back, and along with Stick will come Elektra. And Elektra and Daredevil will have to team up in order to, I'm not going to say take down Punisher, but at least get him in check. Because, look, Punisher is going to walk that Punisher line, right?
He doesn't walk it so much as he clods stomps.
Punisher walks that line where he's like, you know, in his own brain, he's similar to Kingpin in that, in his own brain, he kind of thinks that he's righting some great injustice,
right?
He just doesn't go about it in a nice way.
Not at all, no.
It'd be awesome if they spent the whole season doing that, and like in the last minutes of the last episode, like, it's just Daredevil and Elektra, and they're like,
You know, they're just like, oh, we finished that one. And she goes, I'll see you later. And she walks away. And Daredevil was just standing there. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, thwip, like knife, like yeah. right into him. And he falls over. And Bullseye just stands up. And that's the last shot, is like a looking up shot at Bullseye. And that's the end of the season.
That would be perfect. That's
a nice tease, yeah. I don't know that we'll see Bullseye for a full, yeah. The full
but
we're deal
here. Stack Punisher and Elektra in there? That I don't get. That's like doing a Batman movie and waiting till the fifth movie to do the Joker.
I think it's because Daredevil needs someone on his side to help with Punisher. That's what I think it is. I think that he can't take him out by himself. In this world. Whether or not he can in the books, you can
you know who he needs
all day.
He needs Coral.
Coral.
Hey,
Coral. He needs Spidey. That would help.
That would help.
So let's give her name. I'm sorry.
Elodie Young.
Thank you. And she is part Japanese, part French, I believe. And so naturally, the very first thing I saw after we're so excited that Elektra has been cast is, but she's not Greek.
Why is she not Greek? Why didn't they get the chick from my fat big Greek wedding? Why didn't they get her?
She looks fine.
Because she's making a sequel, by the way. Big fat Greek wedding fans. The sequel's coming. Just saying.
And
she does indeed look fine.
And I read someone was like, well, who said she has to be Greek? Pretty positive Stick said it in the first episode when he was like, that Greek girl.
Yeah, I know.
In that first season, pretty much referred to her as the Greek girl.
Right.
Or it wasn't Stick. It was...
It was Stick.
No, it wasn't Stick. It was when Stick was talking to Stone.
Stone, yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
She's fine. She'll do fine.
And not for nothing. I mean, great, she certainly is not actually Greek, but she can certainly look it.
She looks exotic enough to be whatever you want her to be. Let's
Amazing.
Be honest. So there you go. You may know her from some fine films as G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh, who was she in that?
Jinx.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
she actually was okay as Jinx. I mean, the
Jinx
movie
was
aside.
Actually,
yeah.
Jinx was actually a decent character in that movie,
exactly.
I almost hate to say. So, good.
All right. What do we got?
You know, Andrea Martin, not Greek, played Aunt Vula in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Just saying.
So we have some product for segment two and another voicemail, and I've got three or four news stories. You want to take a break or you want to bang out a few more of these?
Let's bang it out.
Ant-Man. In the most recent television spot for Ant-Man in, I believe, Brazil, it confirmed one character's
Latino
inclusion.
Review?
No, legitimately in Brazil. This was a Spanish... Or it was a for Brazil television spot.
Right.
It confirmed one Avengers inclusion in the movie, which had been speculated for a bit. Falcon is flat out in the is in the trailer. Early reviews continue to come in that it's good. Positive reviews coming in, continuing to come in. So I continue to look.
That's next week, right? Isn't that next week?
It's Friday, isn't it? The 10th.
No, I believe it's the 17th.
Is it the 17th?
17th.
I think it was 17th. I thought it was. Oh, no, the 10th is Minions.
Minions.
Yes, Minions.
Yes.
I got to go see that. Both my child wants to see it and got to support Brian Lynch because, you know.
Brian Lynch wrote Minions?
He did.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Brian Lynch we know?
The Brian Lynch that we know.
Wow.
Remember when that kid, Asa Butterfield, or whatever the hell his name
Asa
was?
Asa Butterfield.
Remember him when he was the front runner?
For Spider-Man.
To be Spider-Man?
And now he's
He's kind of the front runner for Spider-Man, as thus far, Marissa Tomei is the front runner for Aunt May.
That's been confirmed.
It has not been confirmed.
Oh,
she has not signed.
Okay.
She is the Marvel front runner, which is the same exact language that they used for him. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm not saying that they won't announce it. There is no Marvel panel at San Diego, though. So keep that in mind.
They also said the same thing about what's his name as Doctor Strange.
Who's
Doctor Strange?
Cumberbatch. Yeah, I understand that. Okay. I'm just saying that it's
not
confirmed.
Did you say Asa Butterfield before?
Yes.
Who is not Spider-Man?
He is
not Spider-Man.
Right.
But he was the
front runner. He was the front runner.
All the reports came out that he was the front runner. He was the one that Marvel wanted. Many websites, including very good ones, not just the shitty ones that we bash on the show on a regular basis.
Mm. Latino review.
A lot of the websites said, nope, he's got the part. It's all but signed. They're just waiting for the ink to dry. And then Tom Holland.
In comes Billy Elliot.
So, right. So all I'm saying is it's not confirmed. That being said, if it was Marissa Tomei, I'm totally okay with that. It makes sense.
Marissa Tomei is not really an Aunt May-like character.
She's age-wise, more like, she's perfect, though.
She's more like an all-the-way Aunt May.
I think she's perfect age.
Very true.
But she's perfect age-wise.
Is
she's 51.
Okay.
So if Spider-Man is 17, 18,
she's
somewhere 51? In that.
She's
51. Damn,
she that's insane. 51.
That's what I'm screaming. So if he's 17 or 18 in high school still, that's the right age for an aunt, right? Because that's, I mean.
Yeah, more or less.
Is Aunt May supposed to, you know, do the MILF thing, though? I mean.
Yeah, but, well.
Oh, my. Yeah, oh.
It's hard because when she was originally drawn, the artwork was kind of stylized to that. No one was real. Even MJ wasn't a MILF back then, right?
And no, she had no kids.
Well, she wasn't hot back then, I would say. She was attractive. She was supposed to be attractive, but. You know, the art style was a bit.
She wasn't different. Sexed up, is what you're saying.
Right. And by the time Aunt May reached, you know, what we now consider modern comic book art, she actually was older. Peter was through college working.
Uh-huh.
Now she's like, you know, decrepit Aunt May. Remember that one time she was Spider-Man?
No.
Remember that? In an alternate universe?
Nobody remembers that.
Out of much credibility as Miles Morales.
Remember the time she died?
I'm gonna get hate for that one. Yes, I do. Every time she died. How many times she died? 7, 8, 9
I'm
times.
I'm bringing her back, Mephisto.
Was it a Doc Ock every time too? By the way, she's the right age, is what I'm saying for Spider-Man. If he's 6, 17, 18. And it's a true aunt. It's not a great aunt. It's his aunt. It's his parents. It's his mother's sister, I believe. Is his Aunt May. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. Obviously, they're going for someone a bit, you know. Not decrepit, but I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it. All right.
Oh, hey, Aunt
we'll see what happens.
Oh, hey, all the way, Aunt May.
I hope we don't get any around the door shots of Aunt May as Peter happens to be walking through the hall.
Pause attraction. She likes her grits extra creamy.
Wow.
Some new Jeez. Images. Some new images of Ash.
I just got positraction. No, it wasn't available in the 51 Chevrolet.
Some new images of Ash versus the Evil Dead appeared online.
Oh, yes.
Of course, sporting the chainsaw and the classic shotgun. And again, it looks like an older version of Ash.
No.
I mean, it doesn't look bad. It just, there's nothing about it yet. Other than it's great that it's Bruce Campbell as Ash.
Hey, can we float a rumor that they're going to replace Bruce Campbell with Chris Pratt as Ash in a remake of...
Chris Pratt as everybody.
That is. That's the direction it's going in.
But it's funny because it's everybody wants Chris Pratt as everybody, but Hollywood is luckily not casting Chris Pratt as everybody.
Not yet.
The trailer for this is also premiering at San Diego, I also believe, on Friday.
Groovy.
It looks good. It looks cool. I'm excited to see Bruce Campbell step in again.
I'm a little out of the loop. Where is this going from? Where is this picking up from?
No one knows.
No one has any idea. Because there was that whole, you know, wacky alternate ending from Army of Darkness with the whole future shit, which I guess is that
that's out.
History. That's out of
that's
the loop.
Out. So if it didn't get released, it's not out. So right. He is, one would assume they're picking up from... the point in the actual ending of the movie where he's in the store and he fights them at the end. And
my understanding, based on what I've read so far, is that it is years after Army of Darkness. So it's not picking up in S-Mart.
No. Not
Ash is still
not from
fighting,
that moment,
right,
but I mean
from that.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not
Ash
in the
is
future.
Still fighting the Deadites years later. Right.
Uh-huh.
And there has been some sort of new resurgence, and he picks up a couple of youngins to help in his fight along the way.
Just like Mike Tyson.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Is he like a district manager of S-Mart by this point?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Man. He's the assistant to the assistant manager.
So there you go. Yeah, I'm excited for this. Look, it's Ash. It's Bruce Campbell as Ash. I mean, yeah, it's going to be campy, but that's the point, right? If it's anything like My Name is Bruce, which is what I still say it's going to be like, then it's fine. As long as they have fun with it. And it's on Stars. I'm okay with Stars. We talked about that last week.
Stars. That means funny gore.
Funny gore. And this last bit that I have, this is, I'm calling this is for PK.
Ooh.
Oh.
This is what have you? Segment of the show.
Welcome. Welcome.
James Bond is coming to us in comic book form.
Hold down yourself.
Which normally I would be scared about.
Is this for me as in I'm going to break shit? Or is this for me like I might be happy?
Well... Yep. That's why I'm over here now and you're over there.
And why is it James Bond always comes up every time I throw a little hello in here?
I don't know.
This is great.
He just searches it out. It's like,
I seek for it.
Some shitty James Bond news that I could throw a PK and say, oh, there's one.
But I'm excited.
Maybe I should go by
this.
PPK the James Bond thing is a
PPK
deal here.
You branded yourself.
No, too many letters.
Warren Ellis is going to be writing this new book. Illustrations by Jason Masters for Dynamite Comics.
Oh,
it's a
hey.
Six-issue Ugh. Story arc called Varger.
The series Dynamite makes me nervous, but you kept me from breaking shit at Warren Ellis. That's huge.
That's huge, right? No, Dynamite puts out some okay stuff. When Dynamite started out, Dynamite had the same problem that everybody had in that they were trying to scoop up both talent and licenses to put out stuff. But since then, I think they've kind of evolved.
Dynamite did the Flash Gordon series a while back, right? That made
did,
me cry?
Yes.
Okay.
They did. And Dynamite, is Dynamite the one that's part of... is Dynamite the one that's part of Archaea as well?
No, that's Boom.
That's Boom, right. Okay.
Boom bought Archaea.
Right, right. But yeah,
Archaea.
It's... Varger is... Varger. V-A-R-G-R. Six-issue story.
Hmm.
We'll see 007 back in London after a mission of vengeance in Helsinki, where he takes on the workload of a fallen agent. But something evil is moving through the back streets of the city, and sinister plans are being laid for Bond in Berlin.
Interesting.
Okay. Evil, I told you! Evil!
Now, I gotta imagine Ellis is gotta be a fan of Bond in from a literary sense. So that... I hope encourages me in this too, that he's going to tap more into that mentality than, and I get this now in front of me.
I was going to say, read his quote. If you have that quote,
a
there.
Brutal damaged spy. Now you got my attention. Ooh, goody. Here it is. Yeah. Ellis called Fleming's Bond an icon and said it was a delight to tell visual narratives with the original brutal damaged Bond of the books. I'm in.
Yeah. He also says,
I am in.
The films try to recoil from Bond the Bastard, most obviously in the later parodic. Is that the right parody? Parodic? Is that the right pronunciation of that word? Roger Moore horrors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bond's a prick.
Yeah, notably
read those
less
books,
spectacular.
Man. He's a shit.
Notably less spectacular and far more low-key. Fleming's novels he wrote show the character as a scarred man with clear psychological damage, often on the edge of being removed from service by M on mental health grounds.
Like the last movie.
So, I mean, it sounds like he's a Bond fan. It sounds like he enjoys Fleming's source material. And with that being said, Ellis is a pretty prolific writer.
Oh, yeah.
I think the character is probably in good hands.
I'm excited.
Good.
I'm aboard immediately based on that quote and the pedigree of the writer.
So I don't know when this is actually scheduled to come out. I don't see a release date for it, but I would say probably either later this year or early next year. If they're announcing it now, we'll probably hear something. Boom has a panel at San Diego, so I imagine this is going to be one of the talking points at the panel. And they'll probably give us some more art other than the teased art we've seen and likely a release date. So hopefully,
Dynamite has a
it.
Panel.
I think most of them do. Dynamite,
oh, okay.
Boom.
Well, yeah, I guess
I think
that makes
IDW
sense.
Does. So there you go. Anybody have anything else? That's it all I have for segment one.
Break.
You good for break?
I think I'm good. Other than Ernie Cline fans want to call some attention to July 14th.
Is that the new book?
That is the new book. Armada comes out.
Okay.
I express worry about it because read the synopsis.
It's not a follow-up or a continuation in any way of Ready Player One.
Not at all. It's its
own. It
doesn't
take place in the same universe or nothing.
Not that I can tell from the synopsis. However, it does take place in the 80s in a title called The Last Starfighter,
yeah.
Which makes me a little nervous because it's about a kid who plays a video game really well and gets recruited to go fight space aliens and protect the universe. What? Ernie!
I remember reading it and thinking to myself that his strong point is capturing on nostalgia
mm-hmm.
while not living in nostalgia, right? So like, you feel the nostalgia. You know that there's a love for it, but you're clearly removed from it. And
right.
This just sounds like The Last Starfighter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very interested. I definitely plan to check it out. I loved what he did with Ready Player One, but I have reservations about the synopsis. Unless unless this is a giant nod to the last Starfighter and the space culture of 80s movies and whatnot, and we're in for another treat like Ready Player One was on the nostalgia front.
I hope so. I hope that he doesn't hit the sophomore slump and, you know, have issues.
Also coming out this week in book form is Star Wars Dark Disciple by Christy Golden, who I met at Celebration. This is the...
this is a canon book, yes?
Yes, they're all canon books now. This is Asajj Ventress and Quinlan Vos after the Clone Wars.
Okay.
And apparently it's amazing. So everybody should check that out.
Oh, nice.
Cover
all right.
art's really
That is
nice.
An interesting character. Yeah.
Asajj Ventress, you mean?
Yes.
And Quinlan Vos. I think they're both really interesting characters. And to see what happens to them after the Clone Wars will be very interesting. So check
Fantastic.
That out.
Fantastic. And with that, we will take our first break with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 379, and we're calling this one, Who Needs San Diego?
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail, complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
Hey guys, this is Tom from New Jersey on the box on Twitter. This is a follow-up to Illinois Jones from last week's episode and the lack of DC cartoons nowadays. And I recall that the Teen Titans, the last one that they had was Young Justice, and it kind of follows a pattern to me that the X-Men did back in the 90s where they had, or Spider-Man does to this day, is that every few seasons, maybe two or three seasons, they stop and they go to another thing. And I was wondering what your opinions are on, say, like Young Justice, where I personally enjoyed it, and why after two or three seasons they just dropped it, because it was a decent view on what that universe was. And it was a good comic. It was a good cartoon. So basically I just want to know why you think that they drop cartoons like that after a couple of seasons, because they seemed pretty good to me. Talk to you later. Bye.
And we are back. It's always that hesitation. Every time I'm like, nope, this
today's
is
the day.
Today's the day.
Today's
it's not going to
work.
Today
it explodes. Speaking of exploding equipment, coming up after OG's vacation, the official start of Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon 2015. This year we will include eBay sales.
Nice.
I will be personally auctioning off on eBay items from my personal collection.
Ooh.
And a portion of the proceeds will go directly to the show.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll be starting that the week after OG gets home.
Nice. Lovely, lovely.
And then, of course, we will have the usual things that we'll be giving away, and we'll be accepting donations, and maybe we'll have sorted out that whole thing you've been looking into.
Whole thing. The Petraean.
Yeah, the Petraean thing. And so, yeah. So now's the time to start rolling your pennies to help out Big Kev's Geek Stuff. You know, that button.
Pennies not actually accepted.
They are if they bring those pennies to their bank, sure. Deposit them in their account, and then use PayPal to send those pennies using the donate button at BigKev'sGeekStuff.com.
Of course.
And we'll be talking more about that. Not next week because we're off.
Right.
But the week after when we return.
During the break there, you heard the lovely advertising spot from our friends at buildmillenniumfalcon.com, D'Agostini. Uh-huh. Of course, if you want more information on that, you can go to buildmillenniumfalcon.com or give them a call at 877-544-6779.
Yes, check absolutely the most unique product to come down the pipe in a long, long time. So you should definitely be checking that out. Buildmillenniumfalcon.com.
We also had another voicemail during the break there.
Yes.
Super fan, Tom Onabox Groves. With this question regarding Young Justice, and I have one opinion on it, and you have another one. And I think probably the answer is both combined.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah. I think shows like that get canceled, at least primarily or partially, because the ratings start to slip.
Right.
Even though you liked it and I liked it and Joe Bob liked it, if
kids,
you know, 50 million
span,
other people didn't like it.
Yeah. And kids' attention spans are about 6 seconds long.
Right.
So, look, you can't even get your kid to watch like one show consistently.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're really close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He really likes Hulk and the Agents of Smash.
Uh-huh.
He really likes Ultimate Spider-Man, although some episodes he thinks is a little scary.
Right.
And there's another one that he's been watching a lot lately too. I can't think of the
Rebels.
He hasn't gone on to Rebels yet. He likes
a little older.
I know. We're close. We're getting there though. He knows the characters. He knows some of the characters, so we're getting there.
Are we gonna take young Frodo to Force Awakens?
We'll see how young Frodo is doing at that particular point in time.
Still got some months.
I know.
Still prep them now.
I understand.
We're going to sit in a big dark room for a few hours.
You know, he's been to the movies.
Oh, yeah?
We've seen a couple movies at the theater. So he's been to a theater. It's whether or not Force Awakens will hold his attention, you know, the same way as a little red guy with fire coming out of his head holds his attention.
Good point.
See what I'm saying?
You are sitting in a room with a guy who handled the original Star Wars at a year and a half and apparently didn't budge the entire movie. This is my father's legendary story about it. So, I mean,
yeah.
Get on it, dude.
Wow, PK, you're that old?
I am that old.
Wow.
My dad took me to see Empire.
Young dick.
my dad took me to see Empire and I freaked out. Had to leave the theater, but we came back.
Which is weird because when you're 13, you should figure you'd be over that
stuff
by then.
You would think. Anyway, let's address the rest of Tom's
13 years old and afraid of a wampa.
I know.
Give me a break.
Really?
How silly is that? The rest of Tom's voicemail. You had something about the toys, right?
Yeah, I said that I think the other reason is probably that when the toys start to go, the show starts to go.
Yeah, when the product no longer supports it.
Right.
Although, an exception to that,
it is a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, I mean, there are other things like Teen Titans Go, which I don't know if that's been canceled or not. I don't think it has. But that doesn't have a ton of product support.
No,
but
that's true.
But again, Teen Titans Go, all you need to do is be, you know, on an acid trip or a young child. It's easy to watch that show. It's not hard to watch Teen Titans Go.
Right.
It's fucking...
Right.
It's like Powerpuff Girls, but with the Teen Titans. It's insane. I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a rating slip, and I think it's probably product support. Mattel is really like hard about product support. Mattel was putting out those toys, the Young Justice toys. So even though it was Warner Brothers, obviously they partnered with Mattel for that. And
I wasn't big on that line.
Nah. I mean, I have a couple pieces from it because, you know,
no,
there were some Arrow-related pieces, right? There was an Artemis, a Speedy, an Arrow.
What?
So, you know, I have those, but...
That's insanity.
Who has Arrow toys or whatever? Anyway, speaking of toys, we have a
couple of we are really, really extraordinarily grateful to be able to share with you on preview night of San Diego Comic-Con two of what I think are going to be some really popular exclusives this year. And we want to thank our friends over at Hasbro and Hunter PR for hooking us up with, first of all, Devastator.
Oh, my God, Devastator. You guys heard me babbling like an idiot about this back at Toy Fair. It was my number one pick from Toy Fair. It's the one Transformers piece that I have really, really, really wanted this year. And for San Diego, they have the metal vac-sealed version of it, as well as...
Is that the difference here?
It is, and it's awesome. And it's some exclusive packaging as well.
Are you having some problems? Maybe you should untape the other side.
There's another spot.
Oh, I see. I think it's taped at the other end as well. No? Too bad we won't get to see an OG attempting to open this box on YouTube somewhere.
This is old school.
Oh, look
right
at
here.
This. Look at he's cutting tape and...
Time lapse, Tim. Time lapse. Ah,
oh,
there
look.
It is.
The magic happens.
So, there
look
you go.
Look at you.
Yeah. So this is awesome. If you remember, when we looked at this thing at Toy Fair.
Oh, look at the box.
Holy
look at the box.
Shit,
is that's like,
oh, yeah. It's like
shoveling
a bucket truck.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
And if you remember, just one leg of Devastator is equal to the size
of Devastator,
of the original Devastator that they put out from when we were kids. I mean, that's how big That's how big this bit is.
Right.
Of course, if you don't know Devastator, does anybody not know Devastator, Constructicon, Transformer? Do we have
I'm sure people don't know.
Yeah, it's yeah, look at him. Look at how shiny.
Wow.
He's beautiful.
Dude, he is huge.
Yeah, Hasbro really did a great job with this. The most fun part about this for me that I'm going to miss at San Diego is obviously not standing online for it because we don't have to worry about that. But watching people trying to figure out how to carry this around the show floor.
Oh, yeah.
Once they
buy it. If they bought a few.
Yeah. Lots of hand trucks.
Oh, yeah.
But it is a great piece.
Love that packaging, man. That packaging is spot on.
I know.
With the big giant, the bucket front. Think like construction truck bucket.
Yeah. And the
sleeve on the outside.
The sleeve is obviously Devastator's face on one side and the logo on the back, the Decepticon logo on the back.
Look, it's almost like you can almost be Devastator.
You could. It's almost a mask. I'm saying by Friday. I'm saying by Thursday or Friday, there's gonna be at least one guy walking around with that box on his head and the eyes cut out. That's what I'm saying.
I cut the because you want to see.
You probably want to see.
Just have somebody guide you.
But
I defy you to do that in a Green Man costume.
How many pieces make up Devastator? Do we have any of that information?
Yeah, it's 5 pieces.
Okay.
Right? It's 2 arms, 2 legs, and a torso.
All right.
It's kind of like Voltron in that regard. And yeah, they're all there. I mean, it's well, he's huge.
So the difference here is that those pieces that are vac metalled.
Correct. So it's
so in the normal version that's coming out, there will be no vac.
They are matte purple as opposed to the vac metal. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Awesome piece by Hasbro.
Yeah.
And good luck. Good luck getting one, folks.
In the vac metal.
It
is going to come out in a regular version, but we're here to talk about the San Diego exclusive. Now, OG, do you remember what the price point of this exclusive was?
I don't. I know the regular version is around $150. Although I'm going to say the regular version is already pre-selling out most places.
Wow.
If you want the regular one and you haven't pre-purchased it already,
you're befuddled.
Some select TRUs are going to have them in stock, but I have not seen him yet. I've been looking. Some people, one or two people out west have seen him in store, but I think he's going for like two maybe at San Diego. It's crazy. Definitely their biggest piece this year.
Definitely.
Size and I think price-wise too.
Well, also a big piece size-wise would be the Hasbro Marvel Ant-Man box set.
That's right. There's
which comes in a giant Ant-Man head-shaped box. And PK pointed out to me that on the back of the box, they have 2 flip-up antennae.
That's great. Gotta have the antennae.
On there. That's pretty awesome, I thought.
It makes a nice display.
Again, nice packaging. Window packaging, so I don't have to suffer the way OG did.
Right.
Through the embarrassment of trying to open a box after 100 years of opening boxes. I just have to open the flap and see inside all of the characters associated with Hank Pym all of them.
I see Goliath.
Uh-huh.
I see Hank Pym himself. I see Ant-Man.
Giant Man.
Where's Yellow Jacket?
No, Yellow Jacket is not Hank Pym, sir.
He was Hank Pym in the books.
That's true. Well, all right. So not
in the
Yellow,
movie, correct.
All the heroes. How about that?
But he definitely was Yellow Jacket in the books.
Absolutely true. And actually,
that's when he split personality. He was a complete
dick. Right. No,
dick.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
The Hank Pym in the lab coat is actually 3 3. The whole box is 3 3/4 scale.
Scale. Right.
So the Hank Pym in the lab coat is the is kind of the basis by which you measure everything else. About, I'd say, a third again or so bigger than that would be Goliath.
Right.
Right? Marvel's Goliath as the package lists.
Yes.
And that's the Hank Pym version. And then about, I'd say near on 3 times the size of the Hank Pym in the lab coat figure is Giant Man.
Right.
Which is the biggest figure in the box at about a foot and a bit tall. Then you got 2 little minifigures. Both are Ant-Man, but the smaller of the two is actually the Hank Pym Ant-Man in the classic costume.
And is the other one Scott Lang?
The other one's Scott Lang in the newer styled, closer to the movie costume.
Okay.
Do you want to have a look?
Yeah, I do. I want to see the other Ant-Man because I only saw the Hank Pym. I didn't see the Scott Lang. I could open it. Jeez, I cannot open packages.
What is with you? It's a Velcro enclosure.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's adorable.
So
wow, that really is the size of like a giant ant.
It really is.
That's pretty cool.
They could have went smaller, I think.
A little bit, but it would have been. You know what that size is? that size
end scale trains.
You know, actually, do you remember the mini Ash that came with it with the pitchfork?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. That's a great set, though.
So you're getting, what, five different versions of the character in the box? Yep. That's pretty good. And I don't know what the price off the top of my head. I don't know what the price of this one is.
There's another Ant-Man exclusive that they have, though.
There is?
It's the little figure that comes in the matchbook.
I don't know about
that.
Yeah,
there's another. Oh, yeah, Hasbro has some great exclusives. In addition to these,
right,
they also have that Doctor Strange
four or five
figure
box
set.
That's like the box of the Book of Something set.
Agamotto or something. Because it was the Eye of Agamotto was the pendant.
PK, comment.
Did you guys spot it looks like you can seemingly change Pym out of the lab coat and switch his head out for the helmet and get a different possibly an Ant-Man look?
I thought about that, but then I was like, is there a separate second set of arms?
So there would have to be new arms, I think.
Hidden under there?
There's a costume underneath that coat, and you could pop that head off and put a helmeted head on.
Unless you get the Ant-Man with the lab coat costume, the very rare, you know, hey, I'm Ant-Man / scientist guy.
Well, I am looking in here, and I do not see a second set of arms.
So maybe it's just a swap head.
Yeah, but right, he definitely has the costume underneath. So maybe it's Ant-Man in mid-transformation. He's got the helmet on. He hasn't quite popped off the coat. and transformed.
Right. He's just putting the suit on.
Yeah, he's getting ready for a night on the town.
Sure, why not?
You pose him in that Superman pulling the coat open.
To reveal no symbol whatsoever.
It's a nice set.
It is a really nice set. Yeah, it was a really nice set. So you should definitely check those out. Other exclusive by Hasbro, of course, include the New Order Trooper.
Right.
The first Star Wars figure released for Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Correct.
Which I think is probably going to be the hottest thing there. One of, certainly.
And we're hearing, by the way, no other toys shown at San Diego from Force Awakens.
No new trailer.
And no new trailer either.
Right.
They're saving the trailer for D23, if at all. I don't think there's going to be.
No, they said in the fall. Right. Early fall was the last
I don't think you're going to see new toys until much closer to retail.
I think what you will see is probably new actors and performers who were not at Celebration who may pop up. Like, for example, Harrison Ford was supposed to be at Celebration.
But was not.
So will he be at San Diego?
Yeah.
Will he be at D23?
Right.
Like,
Peter Mayhew somehow makes it.
The rumor has it that he's probably going to show up at one of those. Of the two, I'd say D23 is probably going to be more likely than San Diego.
Sure.
Because that's a zoo.
Right.
You know, so I can't imagine. I mean, maybe they will. Who knows?
I don't know.
Kathleen Kennedy will be there. JJ will be there. All the usual suspects will be there.
Yeah. I just wonder what they're going to. I wonder what they're going to show at the panel. I mean, I wonder if it's just going to be an announcement of new movies, new titles, maybe.
I hear they're going to show a slide with a timeline of movies where they're going to reveal what are the
Solo?
Other movies.
Fett / Solo? Nice.
My favorite movie, Fett / Solo.
I just think that's a stand-in name, and that's all I think.
It might be a stand-in name, but it's definitely a fake image.
Fine. It's fine.
It could be a stand-in name that someone carved on the side of a cantaloupe. It's a fake image.
Maybe it's a fake image that somebody made from Lucasfilm.
Sure. Maybe.
Maybe.
Because they got nothing else to work on between now and December 17th.
I'm going to tattoo fake Solo on my ass and put it on a movie screen and make an official announcement. Italiana review.
What? Is this a bet?
No.
If we can come up with a bet where if you lose, you tattoo Fett / Solo on your ass, I would pay for it.
No, we're not betting that.
We get Fett like on one side
and Solo
and the
on the
crack
other.
Be the slash and Solo on the other side.
No. All right. Does anybody else have anything else for this long-winded episode?
Could we get somebody to make a sticker of that for New York Comic Con?
Maybe.
Artists, I'm looking at you.
There you go. With that, of course, it started a moment ago. The wrap-up music, you can hear that playing there. So we're going to say, don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BKGeekStuff.com.
Wow.
Amazon.BKGeekStuff.com if you want to support our affiliate account.
It's like you opening a box.
There is a GVM line phone number that you call.
425. Not. Wait a minute.
Nope. He's not ready. He's not rich.
I haven't rehearsed this.
It's a big responsibility.
Fine. Give me the lead in again. What's my motivation?
Can I do it?
Can
I do the lead in?
I'll do
the lead in. I know the lead in.
Go ahead.
on the GVM line, 425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Of course, Facebook.com/BK Geek Stuff. You can find us on Twitter at BK Geek Stuff. Give out your Twitter handle, sir.
I am at KR Marlow, M-A-R-L-O.
And at Geek Stuff OGM on Instagram as well.
No
and,
flow in that. KR Marlow.
I think that might be it.
No flow.
Is that it?
KR Marlow.
As I flow. A jiggy jar jar. Flow.
You want to tip the hat that to Fathom
funniest,
real quick?
That is the sure. funniest.
Because Fathom was a big deal last week. Oh. Guess what they're doing?
What?
On September 30th at 7 p.m., Fathom will be screening The Iron Giant.
Yes!
The signature edition.
I'm this going. Just,
I did hear up. About that.
If you miss the 30th of September, it's going to go ahead again on October 4th at 12 noon.
PK.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that I went to all four screenings of Jaws?
I heard that somewhere.
Two on Sunday and two on Wednesday of that week. Amazing. And didn't realize... In all the years that I've seen that movie, didn't realize what a crappy movie it is, but it's a classic.
I also understand PK was screaming into his listening device when we were talking about Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, yes, that's true.
I may or may not know somebody who witnessed one of those very moments of a certain someone snapping about a certain dead father.
We should probably bring that up on next week's episode.
There you go. 2 weeks from now's episode.
Lovely.
I'm going to see Double Indemnity. Thanks to the Fathom. Anyway, with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. Episode 379, which is one shy of 380, kids.
Ooh.
And we'll bring it to a close and end it the way we end all programs, by saying, good night, scapegoat, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
So long and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We try to warn you all, but oh dear. You may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around.